We have the minutes of January 27 and February 10. We have a motion to approve.
I have a comment on, I've got to figure out which set this is. So this would be the February 10 minutes. It's a minor matter, but Beth Bartke's name was spelled Park, but it's actually Bartke, B-A-R-T-K-E, so I just would like the minutes to reflect the correct spelling of her name. Other than that, I would move both sets of minutes.
I'll second.
Okay, I did have one, maybe it's a question, on...
Yes, it does.
Never happens.
It never pays to make the motion.
We're in discussion now. So.
Yeah.
Okay. January 27th, second page, right underneath the continuation from page one, we've got an approval that appears to be redundant. Looked like we had approval on each of the MSCs.
This is on the January 27 minutes?
On the January 27th, and then we have a standing by itself, yes, Gordon Hatt, et cetera. Am I misreading that? Is this, we already have approvals independently, and
maybe. Yes,
well, it's not quite redundant. Scott is no on one and yes on the other.
I was indecisive, maybe.
I was called out for that. I remember that.
Maybe let me just leave it. That's a question. Without an immediate answer. And,
we need to clean up.
Ask our CEO to determine whether or not we need that.
There's no amendment needed. The block quote is what the change was, and the vote afterwards, the one that says yes, Gordon has spoken, Cole, Phillips, Rodriguez, and Smithy is correct. It's not, there's no redundancy.
So it's not redundant. Okay.
On, on the 27 minutes also, in closed section, you have Jerry down there. I'm the one that voted. Jerry was gone that day for the approval of minutes.
And I had a final item on the second set of minutes, the February 10th minutes, and item number 12. We described the DOT pay schedules for all CSERA classifications. I think we did not include CEO in that.
Oh.
Jerry?
On the first set of minutes, some of these are kind of minor, I grant you, but on page two, it's just a bunch of extra words on the last sentence. I'm suggesting striking the one that says, it was noted that costs were costs that were paid by, I think that could just be, it was noted that costs were paid by CSERA. It just seems like a... Page two on the February 10th minutes.
We're on page two.
Sorry?
We're on page two.
The very last sentence. I'm just suggesting striking the words, beginning with the words costs at the end of the first line, that were.
That's a typo.
And let's see, page three, it's a run-on sentence that just my English teacher would jump out at me. This is the end of the third paragraph, the one the paragraph starts out with, there was a discussion, the last sentence should be a period, I believe, after the elimination of payments, period. They can only provide the information to the CSERA board, and the board will make that decision. And you already picked up the typo on Beth's name, right? I think, Scott.
Yes.
And then this is maybe a small item, but the suggestion in the next paragraph that the chief was instructed to seek relief, somehow the words suggest to me that it was presumed that that relief was in fact going to be granted or was available, more to the point, was going to be granted. If that's exactly what it said, then that's what it was, but I'm wondering whether or not they weren't requesting relief as opposed to, maybe I'm splitting hairs there, but.
I thought it was summarizing what she told us.
In other words,
this is a paraphrase of her testimony. And
okay.
I, I remember asking her questions, actually, on that point. I mean, I'll stand by whatever the tape says.
That's fine, I agree. All right.
We'll double-check the tape on that line, yeah.
Okay, any further discussion? We have a motion and a second with corrections. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstained? Passed?
Was that just the 27th, January?
No, the motion was for both.
I moved them both.
Okay.
Still didn't work.
Keep trying.